I thought with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose called up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose called up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. I talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. If you want to get something done, that's where you start. There's no excuse for nobody. Some people, they don't even know how to pray. They never pray. This guy talked with the Lord many nights by his bedside. That's where it starts. Yeah, we run into all kinds. And all you got to do is pray. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse for nobody. As you travel down life's road, He is with you every day. With every step you take, He walks ahead of you. And every night as you lay down, angels are camping all around. You'll never be alone, for He is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in His name, He'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, He'll be standing next to you. He's with us now, our Lord is in the midst. In the prison they were thrown. Paul and Silas weren't alone. They knew their God was there and he would see them through. As the walls began to shake and their chains just fell away, they cried, "Behold our God, for he is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, he'll be standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst. In the prison they were thrown. Paul and Silas weren't alone. They knew their God was there and he would see them through. Then as the walls began to shake and their chains just fell away, they cried, "Behold our God, for he is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, he'll be standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst.
To be like Jesus,
to be like Jesus, on earth alone, just to be like him. All true love's journey from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like him. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long just to be like him. All true love's journey from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like him. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long just to be like him. All true life's journey from earth to glory, I only ask just to be like him. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. It's coming, is an eye at the door. Men will be lovers of self more than lovers of God. Filled with vain pride, worldly pleasures have drawn them away. They wear as children, we must bear the chastising rod. For those that he loves, he'll teach them to trust and obey. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your lucha, we're too near the end of the way. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. Some people believe that His coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often they lay down the load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the day. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. The stage is rapidly being set for His coming.
Mm-hmm.
All you gotta do is open up your eyes. Everything that predicts it. Men may be lovers of self more than lovers of God. Worldly pleasures have drawn them away. It's all about pleasure. It's all about sports, entertainment. We hear about the war. We see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children's eyes. Trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking. There's no sure place to stand. And mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher sings,
and it shall come to pass.
There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that jumps are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that jumps are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon, come fight the battle, we're not alone. For the angels are camped around us, we're not defeated, we'll soon be home. A wounded soldier, pick up your weapon, come fight the battle, we're not alone. For the angels are camped around us, we're not defeated, we'll soon be home. A wounded Red soldier, pick up your weapon. Come fight the battle. We're not alone. Nor the angels are camped around us. We're not defeated. We'll soon be home. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You gotta do whatever it takes to keep from drifting out into a world of destruction. There's a tremendous pull. The pull against it is the zeitgeist, spirit of the age. Sports and all kinds of entertainment. Anything but hold to God's unchanging hand. You may not see it the way we see it, but to us it's so real. It's all that worldliness out there. Everywhere you turn, and for destruction. You got to do everything you can. I mean, I keep saying it. I don't think I'd make it if the Lord didn't move on me to get up and pray in the day and do things for His glory. I don't. There's absolutely no way I could have made it this far without that. And pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because if you're not, you're going to fall right into that anti-Semite thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple.
Yeah, it's a spirit out there. Mm-hmm.
All around the world, anti-Semite. And all that behind it, the devil is driving it so that you bring a curse on yourself. Because it says, I'll bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you. Well, if you pray for Israel and for the peace of Jerusalem, you're not going to curse. You're not going to be cursed. And if you don't, you're going to bring a curse on yourself, because you'll pick up that movement, that the anti-Semite. It's amazing how many people hate Israel, hate the Jew. And then pray for Trump. Everybody hates Trump. All you got to know, need to know where God is moving at. Because Satan, he hates anything God does. God raised up Trump, whether you like him or not. He's just doing a job. And now you need to pray for Trump. I don't agree with everything he does. Neither does a lot of people that don't agree with everything he does. But he's like Nebuchadnezzar. He sure didn't like Nebuchadnezzar back in his day, because the Lord raised him up so that all these countries would come under his yoke. And they rebelled against them, and they started a war, but at the end of the day, they all got destroyed. And same thing today. God raised up Trump, and he's protecting him. And then people, like I say, the devil, he hates anything God does. That's why they hate us, because we're about the Lord's business. Pray for Lorraine, so that you don't fall into that hate Lorraine thing that's out there. Pray for people that are standing for truth. Because the devil hates truth. And if you don't, you're going to fall right into his trap. Just hate everybody. The devil hates everybody that's about the Lord's business. And he definitely hates us too, because we're about the Lord's business. We're exposing all these churches, all these churches. Satan's playground. He's been having a playground and a heyday in these churches forever and a day. They all know that God sent the prophet, and that's the only message that you need in these hours. The fact that God sent the prophet. See, Satan doesn't let them. These churches, they think they can make money on people. And at the end of the day, believe you me, I always used to wonder, how is that going to see a glass going to get filled? Well, they'll just go in when the people are sitting in these churches, congregate in these churches, they'll bring that gullet on, and it's how they'll catch them. Because their churches are of the devil. It's the devil's playground. These Hutterite communities, if they don't accept the truth for there, they're going down the same route. Don't think the devil doesn't know what time they have church and everything. All he's got to do is bring his gullet on in, and everybody has to go through the chopping block. That Satan is a killer and a murderer from the beginning. And he hates Christians. And he knows he's got these churches all wrapped up under his clutches. He's a satanist ahead of him. People, they just go carefully. They don't see the danger that we're living in today. But see, we read the scripture. We know what's coming. We know that see a glass is going to get, it says, blessed is he that dies and the Lord from henceforth. How is he going to do it? He's just going to empty these churches out. Killing them. Chopping their head off. And the warehouses are full of these gullitons. I'm not just trying to fearmonger. I'm just being factual. I see what the devil is doing. That's what he did with that COVID. But it wasn't time yet for him to.
That's right.
All that COVID is a way to get rid of the human race. And my cousin, he died at Sam in Winnipeg. And I'm sure he took that COVID shot because I talked to his brother some time back when that COVID was on, and he didn't think it was that big a deal taking that shot. I tried to convince him not to take it, I'm sure, and he tried to, he said it's not a big deal. So I imagine they all took that shot, that whole over construction family, and just up and died.
That's a thing when you are so much entrenched in the things of the world.
Yeah.
And then these things, like when COVID comes along and all the rules and regulation, you have to fall in line with all those rules, right? And you don't think anything of it because you really are of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in that world of materialism and all the package that it brings with it. And they don't see no, they don't see no, nothing of it. Like when these things come, like it's normal to them. But to us, like when those people who are listening for a different sound, to us, like especially when you grow up in that Hutterite colony, you know, when you're in an environment of control. And then whenever that control, you feel that spirit of control, you run. Like I remember waking up during that COVID time and I thought, what is going on? Why do I feel like I'm living in an Hutterite colony? That was the same power of control that, you know, that was in the world trying to grab a hold of everybody, controlling them. And I felt like I was like back on the Hutterite colony, because that's the same spirit that wants to control your life, your spirit, your soul, and everything, and conquer you.
And we're all directed by one man, that Posse, that piece of garbage. He's a power-hungry animal. A lot of devil does get a hold of one man in power, and he controlled the whole world. Come to stand 6 feet apart and wear masks, and oh, yikes. And the beauty of the lily, Christ was born across the sea with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make us whole, let us die to make all free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. marching on. As he died to make us holy, let us die to make all free. That's what you and I done.
Mm-hmm.
We dead to the things of this world.
Yeah.
We put our life on the line. We lost it all just to make people holy. That's why the Lord gave us his mandate, his program, to let people know what's going on. Holding on to the things, the only thing that matters in the church age of Laodicea. And these preachers all know about these Oral Roberts and these Billy Grahams and these John Hayes. They all know about Brother Branham.
Mm-hmm.
But it works against their cause, because they can't accept the fact that God sent the prophet. They're trying to hush it out. And behind is the spirit of Satan. The devil does not want nobody to know what's going on in the church age of Laodicea. And, we're just holding on to the fort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's Galatians 6. Yeah, we'll continue with that thought. There's so much in it. I just read, when you read them, that other scripture that I had the other day, there's so much in it. Let every man prove his own work. Then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. We all have a responsibility. Can't be pushing off your job on the preacher or on somebody else. For every man shall bear his own burden. It's easier to say, call up Sam, he'll pray for you, and then God will, like back in the days, name, and I thought the man of God's going to come out here and just put his hand over me and I'll be made well. But just go over into the Jordan to dip 7 times. And he went home. Like, come on, man. His servants, they talked him into at least.
Yeah,
it's just a simple thing. Come on, take responsibility for yourself. Let's go down to the river and humble yourself and dip yourself and you'll be doing what the man of God told you to do. That's the way it is today with people. I thought he's going to come by and pray for me and that cancer will leave automatically. Well, sometimes you gotta do something for yourself.
Sometimes.
It works sometimes, but man, I live in that situation that we came up across here. This guy called us up because his aunt was dying with cancer and what has he done for the last 5 years? Just continued on with his old, dirty, rotten old lifestyle. Sleep until noon, see if we can mooch off of people. He sure didn't make any headlines. He sure didn't do what he promised the Lord. He's going to do. He's going to go back home. He's going to tell them exactly what happened here. Just like that legion back in the days when Jesus was here. He went back and he converted that whole county. 10 counties he convinced about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he could have done. But what did he do? He just wastes away. Now calamity hits. And then he wants us to go do a miracle. And instead of taking responsibility for his own actions. Every man shall bear his own burden. You want that cancer now, Jeremy, I'm afraid. That's your baby. You're going to have to do something about it. You're just going to have to spend time in prayer and try to see if you can move the heart of God. It's just that simple. There is no excuse. There is no reason for anybody not to make it. You're going to have to get out of your comfort zone, just like we have to do. We had it made back in that compound. But see, there's just too many things going on. And I have a tendency to pass the buck, you know. I didn't like having to step up to the plate. And I did everything I could to try to avoid it. So I went to a doctor that Leonard from Delta. He's the bishop now. And I went to see him in his bookshop. I talked to him for a whole hour in his bookshop. I said, Leonard, in 2 weeks we'll be taking communion. And you see the things that J. Kleinsauser is doing. And you're not doing nothing about it. You know the things he's doing is wrong. Sending lawsuits against the colonies and all that. But what happened 2 days before that, they got a warning from my father-in-law, and uh, let them know, if you speak one more word again, Jacob plants out, we're going to come down, we're going to do with you exactly what we're doing down at Rocklick. You pull Jacob plants out, and you're going to get disconnected. And he got that warning, and then he shut up, you know. He didn't want to lose his position. But I went to him. He knows very well. He knows all about it. And I said, I'm very concerned what's going on. If you're going to be taking communion, that means you're okay with everything that's going on in the Hutterite colony. Well, he wasn't going to do nothing because his job was on the line.
Yeah.
And I went down to that Johnson, Jim's fellow. He thought he wanted to be a big-mouthed guy, and he thought he'd got some backbone. So I went to talk to him right in his bookshop there. John, I said, step up to the plate. How can you tolerate this kind of stuff? Well, if I say anything, he'll chase me away. Well, I said, what's the big deal? He can't kill you. All he can do is chase you into Eli. Well, if I'm not here, then the colony will go broke. Well, they're not going broke, and they're accelerating because he's got Alzheimer's for a number of years already, and everything is going like before. So there was a poor excuse, but see, I was trying to pass the buck, but someday
right.
I had to step up to the plate.
That's what it means when it says, if you're willing to lose your life.
Yeah.
Like, they were not willing to lose their life, and they'll never find it then. That's what Jesus meant, is that he that is willing to lose his life will find it, and will gain it, you know. You will gain something for eternity, and if you're not willing to do that, you're never going to gain anything.
No, they want the big guy in the block.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good thing that guy got Alzheimer's. He's out of commission.
Mm-hmm.
People have to take care of him. Wanted to be a big guy in the block. Everywhere he went, he wanted to be important, that Johnson.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Well, he's not very important now anymore.
That's
because he's not willing to put his life on the line.
And that's a Mendel trait. I find that the Mendels are very much like that. Growing up, like I knew some Mendels, and I thought to myself, they can sure talk, but I've never seen a Mendel walk the real walk, you know, really forsake it all and just walk that walk. They can really talk it. Like you once said, they could actually talk themselves into heaven. If that would be possible, that's what they would do. With their words, they can really make a good impression. But, you know, it's really about the walk, not about the talk.
Yeah, they actually got Mendel blood in them from their mother's side.
Yeah.
That Josh's wife was a Mendel. And see, they just talk the talk. When they come, push comes to shove, they fold like an accordion.
Mm-hmm.
Just the makeup of a human being, you know, and I'm sitting back, I'm watching all that, and I knew someday I'm going to have to step up to the plate and take a stand, but I wanted them to do it, because it's their job, it wasn't really my job, but see, you know, eventually, you know, when you can't sleep at night anymore, and you realize you gotta do what you gotta do, you put your life on the line, do exactly what you said, he that is willing to lose his life for my sake in the gospel, he will gain it. And that's exactly what you and I have done. We've lost our life. We've lost our reputation. We've lost everything that we possibly could. And we're willing to lose a lot more. But see, as a last resort, I have to step up to the plate. But it's easier for every man shall bear his own burden. That's the burden that the Lord put on me before the foundation. Go up and step up to the plate and will be willing to lose your life for his sake in the gospel. See, I knew what that man from Forest River said. But see, here's another man. He knew there was something out there somewhere, but he wanted four people to come with him. You know, why didn't he just go out there himself and do what I did? Because he's a man. He walks the walk. He just talks the talk, instead of walking the talk. He did his part, he did pretty well all he could do, but it's just the practical, the Mendels, they do that. They don't want to lose their life for his sake of the gospel, just that simple. And that's what he would have had to do. He would have been put at the outs, he would have been put at the Auschwitz, and he would have lost his life. But this way he was able to keep his position and everything, and then and then, you know, the story. And see, you got to be willing to lose your life. You got to be willing to lose it all. That's what you and I have done, and now God gave us this here mandate, and we still got to battle. You know, that's all part of the journey. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught and the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. That's what we're doing. What things we're saying are 100% scripture accurate. Anything outside of the church age of Laodicea without that angel, it's that angel that God sent. It is going to be true that they believe on them whom I will send. But God had vessels that he knew he could trust. He didn't send Brother Branham. He didn't send Brother Jackson. He didn't send that. He sent that angel, and that angel found a vessel that had been prepared before the foundation of the world. When that angel will come and the time will be here, God will have himself a vocal cord. So all that angel did, he took the vocal cord and Brother Branham, and then he brought forth the message and the church here to Laodicea. And that just that simple. It's just, that says he's going to send forth his angel. I have sent my angel. That's the key here. He didn't, like I say, he's not going to send a human being, because there's no human being that has been tested. The only time he's going to use human beings is in the millennium with the people that are being tested right now. And then it's only the bride of Christ is going to rule and reign, and she'll have a position of the highest authority. But see, you and I are being tested to see if we're willing to lose our life for his sake of the gospel. Other than that, you cannot use a human being. He did not send Billy Graham. He did not send Oral Roberts. These were sent in by the Antichrist. He didn't send Jakob Bucher. He sent back in the 1520s, he sent Martin Luther. He didn't send Jakob Bucher. Jakob Bucher was ordained by Satan to start up this socialistic diabolical program. It just continues on where the devil left off in the Dark Ages. And all these other colonies are a socialistic, it's communism on steroids. That's all it is. And I know what we're saying is true. I know what we're saying is hard for people to accept, because they've been brainwashed for 600 years. 600 years, they've been trying to think and believe, well, we've been here for 600 years, so we must be good. Well, people have been going to hell for 600 years. And they don't even know it. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught and the word communicate unto that teaching and all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So let us not be wearied while doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Like if we don't pack it in, you gotta rough yourself up every day. You gotta do something. You can't just drift along like a piece of driftwood. And that's what a lot of people are doing. We put in some effort. And it's the only way that it's ever since the Lord gave us that responsibility. We gladly do what you're doing, because there's nothing else that'll give you joy. And there's joy unspeakable, full of glory. That's all we're doing. And I'll just read this here in a different translation. Sometimes it comes out a little bit better. Let each one examine his own work. You gotta sit back and examine yourself. What are you doing? Like I talk about that Dave Waller. He had apparently had a guy come in from Nigeria and prophesy over him that he's going to be the man that God's going to use to bring the Hutterites to salvation. And he believed that idiot, and then that's his whole team, his whole life, believing a lie, believing that God's going to use him to convert the Hutterites. That's what that guy said from Nigeria. He had a prophet come over from Nigeria and to lead him astray. That's all it. And he died hoping against hope that God is going to use him to convert the Hutterites. Well, he, You got to take it back to the scripture. You got let each one examine his own work. If he took it to the scripture, he didn't even have the truth. He didn't have the fact that here in the latest year, God sent a prophet. I tried time and time again to tell him about God sending a prophet. And what did he do? He did exactly what the Hutterite did. You got till sundown to get out of here. And he told me, when you come around the Steinbach area, make sure you stay within, away 10 miles from my property. Don't come near me. And simply because I told the truth. See that? And then he starts up this movement, and the people, they practically worship the man, but see, I went back, let each one examine his own work. Then he can take pride in himself and not compare himself with someone else.
It's a very competitive world out there. Mm-hmm.
But see, we did. For each one will carry his own load. The load that the Lord put on your shoulders. Not something that you have an ambition to do. It's something that the Lord put before you, and everybody knows what he needs to do, but they're not going to do it. They just figured, well, it cost me this and this. I'm going to lose my family. I'm going to lose my reputation. If I stand with Sam and Lorraine, I'm going to be the 11th stuck at the county. So they count the car, and then they figured, I don't want to pay that price. So they become a drifter. They just drift along the sea of life, and they never amount to nothing. It's exactly what it says here. For each one will carry his own load. Now the one who receives instructions in the word must share all good things with the one who teaches it. See, we're sharing what the Lord has walked us through over the years. Do not be deceived. God will not be made a fool of. For a person will reap what he sows. Because the person who sows to his own flesh will reap corruption. For the flesh will reap corruption from the flesh. But the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So we must not grow weary in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not give up. So then, whatever we have an opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who belong to the family of faith. It's that simple. That's why I keep saying, pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for Lorraine. Pray for Trump. Pray for people that stand for truth. Pray for people that the devil hates, that you will have a reward someday. So it says here, so then whenever we have an opportunity, let us go to all people, and especially those who belong to the family of faith, people that stand for truth, people that stand for reality. And otherwise, you'll just become a Trump hater or an anti-Semite, and you'll drift down on that sea of corruption, and you're going to go right into that place where it says, I will curse those that curse you, and I will bless those that bless you. Just simply you bring a curse on yourself if you're not doing what you're saying here. If you're not standing for truth, you're going to bring a curse on yourself. Just that simple. That's why the masses, they're headed for destruction. They don't even know it. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, for another opportunity, Lord, to come and sit with you in heavenly places. Lord, I just pray you just give us the wisdom how to exercise and how to execute these talks that we're talking about here, Lord. How very important it is to let people know you'll reap what you sow, and let people know that everybody has a responsibility to step up to the plate, and everybody has a responsibility to be willing to lose their life's sake for the sake of the gospel if they want to win there, if they want to have eternal life. Just that simple. But the world and the mass have been brainwashed, Lord, into thinking that if they live in a commune or if they live in a certain church, they got eternal life. And we have to put your life on the line to lose. You have to be willing to lose your life for his sake and the gospel. We just pray you'll give us that wisdom and that understanding, Lord. I just pray you'll open the hearts of the people. Draw a picture of what we're trying to be saying here for the last 40 years, Lord. And we pray, Lord, you'll give that increase in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, it's not that simple like a lot of people think it is. It's just That's why we're doing what we're doing, because we're concerned about our eternal destiny.
Mm-hmm. Like there's accountability, you know, when people, like, when you say, like, mocking God, like America mocked God when they rejected God's prophet and Amen. His message. The Israeli people mocked God when they were mocking his prophets, mm-hmm. Jeremiah, Isaiah, and all the prophets that God sent, and they did whatever they could to them. That's what they were doing to God. And when God has somebody stand up and for the truth, and people mock it, that's they're mocking God. And God is not going to be mocked. One day, they're going to give an account. And these, the actions of people, they'll catch up with them. And when the day of calamity comes, God says, I will laugh at your calamities. Because all these years, people mock God and they reject the truth for their day and what God has, and in the end it says, I will laugh at your calamities when they come, because they've wasted all these precious years where they could have listened to what God has and served God.
Amen to that. The year back in John chapter 6, he said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? We want to do something in our life. We want to examine ourselves. We want to do the work of God. We want to walk with the Lord. We want to do what the Lord wants us to do. And back then they said to him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Mm-hmm. Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he had sent. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. We're promoting what God has done in the church age of Laodicea. He has sent us that angel. Mm-hmm. Behold, I send my angel out before me. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, to gifts to the angel, to gifts to Brother Branham. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, to gift to the angel, to gift to Raven M. Jackson. Mm-hmm. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, to gift to the angel, to gift to Samuel Laurent, to finish off this job here and the fine closing days of time. And we have only one job description. We're just continuing on with the message for Laodicea. And there's only one message, and that is the invitation to the marriage supper of Philip. The things that we're saying, they're 100% accurate, because we know who gave us these things. He gave me that revelation of that midnight cry. And once I saw that midnight cry, 1963, February 20, I could put the whole puzzle together. And one split second, I knew exactly where we are at time. I knew it began in 1906, and we keep repeating it. I knew the end of the grace age will be October the 15th, 2021. That's when the end of the grace age was. It's not the end of grace. Mm-hmm. It's just the end of the opportunity to ever be in the bride. Then it shifts gear. And all you can ever become now, and this time out that we're living in, is to become to the wedding supper of the Lamb. That's all that's left, to be a guest at the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's already determined already prior to 2021 who's going to be in the bride of Christ. You can never be part of the bride of Christ. You can only be a guest and get an escape route out of this hell that's coming just up the road here, where the planet will rock to and fro like a drum. The big tribulation is coming. All these things that have been prophesied from way back in the days of Jeremiah, way back in the days of Ezekiel, the days of Isaiah. His lips will tremble like he's coming with fury. The wrath of the Lamb is just up the road here in this lifetime. And all we're doing, we're just spending out these warning shot, because God has given you and I the mandate and the responsibility to tell people exactly where we are in time and what's going on. And you only have a few more years left, and all God's going to shut it down see that 6,000 years are over, that being his 6 days that he'd been given to be the prince of the prince of the air, the prince of this world. It's incredible. The prince was cast out, but he's got to fulfill his mandate. He's got 6,000 years, and back there in 2028, in the fall of 2020, his 6,000 years run out because of October the 15th, 2021. The 7 years begin to count, and then that's it for him. Then he goes into hell, and then Jesus sets up his kingdom. And just that simple, the program that we have is exactly via the scripture. See, we did spend the last 40 years listening to these donkeys out there. We listened to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and that's where we got educated. Exactly what the Bible says. He has hid these things from the wise and the prude, and has revealed them unto babe such as would learn. We were teachable, and we were taught by the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Now we got something to say. Then the Lord was looking now. He saw two people here that are willing and able and have been educated to tell the people here in this closing day of time exactly, not only where we are in time, exactly right to the day where we are in time. That this is going to be shut down. A lot of people, they're guessing, and is this the end time? Is it this? Is it that? Well, we tell you right to the day, and you can take it to the bank. Mm-hmm. That's what God has sent it out for.
That's right. You know, like it says, like, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. That's in Ecclesiastes 12. So, you know, ever since I was young, I wanted to make sure that I was at a place in God when those evil days come and draw near, and I'll not say I have no pleasure in them. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do everything that I could in order to be at a place in God where, just like it says in Psalms 91, when you if you will make the Most High your dwelling place, none of these calamities will come nigh your dwelling. And that's every person's responsibility, is to make sure that they seek God in their when they're young, and when they're older, that they have a comfort. Mm-hmm. And when these catastrophes come, that they have something, you know, that they have something stored up, and then they have a comfort in God. Because God, when these evil days come and people try to cry out to God, it's going to be too late when those calamities already come. You have to do that before those calamities come your way.
Amen to that. That's what it says. He was going to laugh at you. And he's actually going to mock you when they come, when disaster comes, and it comes in like a flood, and you're crying out to the Lord. Well, he's nowhere around, because you missed the opportunity when the time was. That's the Lord was dealing with me back in the early 90s. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Back then, you could still go out there and seek the Lord. But now, All you got left now is believe what we're trying to tell you here. Because back then, you could still seek the Lord. You could still have the opportunity to be part of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the truth keeps marching on. God's not going to stop. The day of the Lord is not going to stop for nobody. It's just going to sweep an end. And if you're ready, good. If you're not, you're just going to be taken out with that flood right out to destruction. Mm-hmm. Just as it was in the days of Noah. They didn't listen. They mocked him and they made fun of him. And the day the flood came and took him all away. Just swept him out right out. Just like with that flood over there in Naples by China there. Just overnight, I think that wall bust and took hundreds of maybe even in the thousands of people, just took them away just overnight. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to happen here. This is just a toothache what's happening out there now. And what's coming. Yeah. You see, the planet will rock to and fro like a drunk man. Their carcasses, they will lay in the ground, and No, they're not to be lamented or buried. There will be so many. It's just going to be catastrophe after catastrophe coming right here in the day of the Lord. It's just right up the road here. And all we're doing, we're putting all our effort and all our resources goes into trying to warn a lost and dying world what's coming up, because there's nobody out there that's going to tell you what we're telling you. You can go look. You can just flip on your internet and you can go on YouTube and see if you'll find anybody that'll tell you anything what we're telling you. They're not going to tell you because they're working for a paycheck. All they're interested in to make people flock to their church and they're flocking in by the town so they can get their 10% from the people and they get rich on it. And I, for the light of me, do not know what people want with millions of dollars. We just got enough and we got more than plenty because we found that scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The things that the righteousness before God is the message for your day. And there's only one thing, and the church here to lead us here, that is the message of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And then what we're just doing here, we're just holding on to the things that have been firmly established. And God has given us the responsibility because he's found you and I faithful and true, because he knows we're not going to bend, we're not going to buckle, we're not going to try to change the word to get popularity or to get the masses to listen to us. We're just going to go straight through and let the chips fall where they may. That's our mission. That's all we're doing. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we just want to help people to understand, Lord, how serious the days are, Lord. If they don't seek you and your ways, Lord, that the days of calamity will come, that they'll have no protection, and it'll come like a flood, just like in the hour of Noah. Overnight that flood came and it just swept these people away. The same way here, that judgment will come like a flood, because it says in your word, and we know your word is true and faithful. We know that the earth will rock to and fro like a drunkard, Lord, and there'll be few men left, Lord, because there's so few people that are actually calling out to you. Like that song says, they have forgotten their God, and that's what you see all around the world. People have forgotten the ways of God. So we're just trying to help people, Lord, to bring them to a place where they can find that safety in you, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you'll take these words, let them speak to people, that they can do whatever it takes, Lord, to get right with you. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.